Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 28th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm good. I have been inspired for some new hairstyles for you next time we're in a room with a hair straightener. I think that the feeds are really pushing me forward in your next fashion evolution.
I could relate a lot to Tyler in that moment. I've had my hair straightened once, and it was a very shocking experience. But we'll talk about it. If you don't know what we're talking about, we'll get around to it. We are here live on YouTube. The link on the website is not up, but hopefully we're going to send out a link on Twitter for this is informing everybody that's already here. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I've got it. We're tweeting it.
Happening. All right, sounds good. Well, we are here live to talk about everything that's been happening on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday, and it was an interesting day. It was definitely an interesting day. We started the day with Angela and Brett talking. Brett was talking about, they were like, do you think Haley and Fessy are in a showmance? Do you really? Angela, of course, thinks they do. They are in one. Brett has been saying all along that he thinks they are in one, but he's starting to think, you know, maybe they aren't. Maybe they really aren't. Maybe it's just like Fessy claiming Haley and Haley not really being that into it.
Yeah, he's thinking, you know, not incredibly incorrectly, that it's mostly just Fessy really liking Haley. And like that kind of comes off as a showmance. But at this point, I don't know why this needs to be a debate. I mean, they're on the block together and it's like, oh man, maybe secretly Fessy and Haley like each other more than we think. Like, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yes. They do say ultimately it doesn't matter. One of them is leaving anyway, but they're, you know, they're still speculating. It's very, very strange here. But Brett also agrees with Angela that he also feels bad for JC. Angela was talking the previous day about how poor JC, he's been doing all this work with the other side, and now he's not as close with us as he otherwise could have been. And Brett kind of agrees that he feels a little bad. And this may play into something a little bit later, we were talking about how JC had been working on Brett a lot, and that was kind of JC's lifeline in this game. But then after spending 9 hours in HOH room with Tyler during the veto competition, the Brett kind of realized that JC might be trying to play him a little bit, trying to pull him away, but JC might be able to reel him back in a little bit. It seemed like Brett's attitude toward JC has shifted since the day before, where he was talking about like, oh, JC, he's always trying to act like he's with us, but he's not. Now he's more like, I do feel bad for JC.
Yeah, and that's important because this day JC is going to do a lot of kind of flitting about trying to set things up for the future, so being kind of tuned into who is actually receptive to him and who is not in some cases, particularly Tyler, is going to be important moving forward.
Yes. So they have the veto ceremony, and Casey, of course, does not use the power of veto. Haley and Fessy are going to remain on the block. One of them will be leaving on Thursday night and then potentially coming back in on Thursday night as well. Haley and Brett have a conversation. Haley is going to briefly vent to Brett about the whole Fessy situation and how he was upset with her the previous night about the fact that she's been hanging out with other people. Now, remember, when Fessy and Haley were originally nominated, in Fessy's mind, Haley was the target because Haley kept saying she was the target, and he got to be like, oh yeah, we're both on the outs and screw everybody else. Everybody else was hanging out in the HOH room. They had all the time in the world to themselves, and it was just them two against the world. But then Haley found out that she's not the target, that Fessy's the target. And when she found that out, she decided, oh, I'm going to still be in this house. I'm going to go play the game because I actually care about the game, unlike Fessy. And now Fessy is very upset because when he thought she was the one going home, he was just going to, you know, pout with her all alone and hang out with her and make her feel good and not care about the game. But now that he's the target, she's going to go out and hang out with other people and leave him on his own to pout by himself.
Yeah. And he's trying to make her feel bad, saying like, I would never campaign against you. Like, I'm not going to go and hang out with other people to try to make them vote against you. And he's like, all you care about is the game, which is such a ridiculous thing to say at this point in the Big Brother house. And she's like, no, not all I care about is the game. We're totally going to hang out after this. And it's very uncomfortable, but she ultimately leaves him with like a, you can sit here and be sad for a couple hours, then you have to go hang out with everybody. She's like his mother.
Yes. I mean, so yeah, they have this conversation in the Fessy is going to spend most of the day in the have not room pouting. And Haley checks in with him. They have multiple conversations throughout the day, where Haley's like, look, I gotta live with these people. He's like, whatever. You're hanging out with like the person that put you on the block and not me. And she's like, oh, I'm not gonna roll over and die. This is the game. Like, what do you want me to do? He's like, all you care about is the game. She's like, what do you mean? If all I cared about was the game, then I wouldn't have been hanging out with you in the first place, because none of this has been beneficial to my game. It's not like, oh yeah, I've been playing you for the game, putting myself in this terrible spot, all for the sake of the game. Like, no, I've been doing this because I like you, and that's been detrimental to my game. But I'm also not going to just go lay over and die. Like, that roll over is just not what's going to happen. So yes, she says, you can sit in here and pout out in the have not room. I'm gonna go out and hang out with other people. Maybe in a couple hours you'll feel a little better and you'll be able to come out and hang out with everyone else, just like a good grown-up boy.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, this is the first time that Fessy has really had to confront like, I am willing to do more for Haley in this game than she is for me. And I don't think he's even necessarily like processing or acknowledging that, but I think on some level what he's feeling is like, well, I'm not going to talk to the people that put Haley on the block, but she's going to go talk to the people who put me on the block. And like, that hurts him on some level. But yeah, Haley is not here for it.
Yeah, because it's like Fessy saw this as an opportunity when he got nominated, as an opportunity to reel Haley in. And just like in my mind, what's going through Fessy's mind is that he obviously is very possessive and very jealous, and he thinks that on the outside of this house that things are not going to work out because there's going to be more than like six other people. That's what you call life, I guess. And so he just wants Haley all to himself. And so the prospect of now Haley is very mad at the rest of them, and everyone else is mad at Haley, that Haley only has him. He was so excited, but now it's all ruined. And now his last chance to spend time with Haley by herself is gone down the drain, and she's going and hanging out with other people, and he can't even express this properly. He's just like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just like, why are you hanging out with them? Like, he doesn't even have like a logical train of thought that he can express to Haley. She's just like, what do you want from me?
I want you to be with me here and outside of the house. Yeah. That's what he wants.
So there you go. That was part one of Haley and Fessy.
Not over, unfortunately.
JC talks to Fessy about the votes and about the battle back and about like they're gonna stick together if he comes back in the house. JC is just putting in the regular work there. JC also talks to Haley, saying, hey, we need to stick together. Moving forward, we'll be screwed if we don't win HOH. He's trying to make it seem like it's just the two of them against the rest of the house at this point. And Haley says, yes, of course, we do need to stick together. We need to win this HOH. We need to survive.
Yeah, those two classic Faute allies just sticking it out together.
Yes. After a few hours, Haley goes back in and checks in with Fessy again. She's like, are you feeling better yet? He's like, yeah.
She's like, are you?
Doesn't seem like it. He's like, well, I mean, you're still hanging out with them. Like, this could be the last chance we ever have to hang out, like, ever. She's like, what are you talking about? It's just a game where, like, we'll see each other outside the house. He's like, you don't know that. You don't know what it'll be like on the outside. It's like, it could be different.
Yeah, it's very clear that all Fessy is looking for is just constant validation that she's going to hang out with him outside the house. Like, that's what he's scared of, is that they're not going to, like, date or see each other or whatever when this is all over. So all of this, like, meltdown and pouting or whatever is just him looking for that confirmation. And then finally, I mean, obviously it turns into bickering because it's them. And he's like, are we really going to hang out? She's like, yeah, why are you questioning that? Like, we've talked about this literally so many times before in this house. And then finally it turns into him talking about how, like, well, I have this speech that's going to set you up for the next couple of weeks, so you'll be good. It's like, what is, well, do we really rely on Fessy for this?
If Fessy makes this comment, like, look, I'm the same person outside of this house. Like, which, you know what the implication is there, like, because he's talked about this before, like, Haley, if you're gonna be like this drinking girl talking about these things, like, that's, you know, you might be too young for me. So he's talking about, like,
Haley isn't so much more mature than he is.
Yeah. So Fez, I'm the same person outside this house. And Haley's like, yeah, I am too. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. And so he really just feels like this is his last chance to be with Haley. He really feels like it's not going to work on the outside. She's telling him it will. She's like, dude, I like you. Like, what more do you want from me? This is not just game for me. Like I don't know what you want. I mean, I think he's, to be fair, if there's any fairness to Fessy, I think he's right. I feel like, yeah, once she gets out of the house, she's no longer going to want to be with him.
But that doesn't mean she's not the same person.
But yeah, right. But it's because of him. Like, she's going, right, to get outside and realize, oh, there are guys that won't treat me like this. And, oh, look at all of this footage of Fessy being an idiot. Right. And so, you know, but, you know, you never know. She's gone this far. So I'm not going to say definitively she won't date him, because we've been wrong about that before.
For his mental health, I'm glad that he is at least prepared for this to not work outside of the house.
Yes.
And he's not under the delusion that it's going to be completely smooth sailing.
Mm. So yes, he also talks about, he's got a big speech planned for Thursday night. And it's going to set Haley up for at least 2 to 3 weeks. Totally. And I'm sure it'll work. He's like, well, it worked for Brett. She's like, no.
Tell There's me. No difference between Fessy and Brett. I don't know why you would think that that's a bad argument.
He's like, they already had planned on flipping when Brett made his speeches, you big dummy. You big dumb puppet.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one thing that Fessy has to his strategic credit, it's definitely his way with words. So I would think that a speech is going to set Haley up beautifully.
Oh, yeah. It's basically going to give her immunity for like 3 weeks.
We can only hope, honestly.
Yeah, it's the hidden immunity Fessy speech that she's found. Haley then will go talk to Casey. They go over the votes. Casey talks about how she definitely has her and Tyler. She probably has Brett. She's got JC. The only person she might not have as a vote is, of course, Sam, but that's fine. She's by herself. Haley should be fine this week. And Haley talks about, she's like, hey, Casey, just so you know, you're going to be my new person after Fessy leaves. And Haley's like, that's great. I don't want you to feel alone. Like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's, I mean, it's one of those things that's like, I don't know if Haley maybe thinks that, like, if she is maybe seeming like pathetic enough, that it's just like, I need you, Casey. Then maybe Casey feels like she'll see it as an opportunity to break off from these other people and kind of have her own thing. But I mean, Casey's response is basically like, just chill until Wednesday and then check in with everybody else. Like, we don't need to talk too much more about this.
Yes. Haley's logic is that she'll later explain to Fessy. She wants to try and get in with Casey because she thinks that Casey, she agrees with Fessy's logic that, oh, Casey's at the bottom of the trio. She, like, again, everyone thought that she was like woke, right? Everyone thought, hey, oh, Haley finally figured it out. She's on to level six. She's talking about how they've all been in an alliance since day one. No. That once again was just angry talk in the moment. She's back onto the idea that no, it's a trio. It's Tyler, Angela, and Casey. Casey's on the bottom of that trio. Therefore, I should try to work on Casey and get her on my side. I think she also probably feels like she has the best chance to beat Casey in the end, if it came down to it. She has a good working relationship with Casey, so she feels like this is the way forward.
It is such a tough spot for Haley because normal strategic circumstances would dictate that she can go and pick up Sam, like this other person who's going to be completely by herself. But Sam just hates her, and Haley knows that. And so there's this roadblock for like what seems like the best logical option in any other game scenario. Except that it's not possible for her to get through to Sam. So she's having to work creatively on these other people.
Yes. There's not a whole lot. Unless she went to Sam and started talking about how like, man, that Angela, do you see the way she flirts with the men? I would never do that. I've learned my lesson.
I'm sure Sam would buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Haley plans on working Casey. She also talks to Angela, and she's been working on her relationship with Angela. Angela's been working on her relationship with Haley as well. Haley vents to Angela about Fessy and everything he's been doing. She also vents about Sam. They both share a hatred for Sam, and they both share a level of vitriol for Fessy. So they're going to bond while they trash those people.
Yes, nothing bonds you more than some like honest to God gossip.
Yeah, there you go.
I truly believe that that is a powerful tool in the house, although a dangerous one.
Yes, absolutely. JC is going to go to Tyler, and JC is trying to make some moves. We've talked about how his game has been very good up until this point, but he lacks an end game. And I think we're finally figuring out what JC's end game is. He goes to Tyler. He starts talking about Casey and Angela and how, you know, they're really close. They have a final two, right? Like, it's pretty dangerous, don't you think? And Tyler's like, yeah, but don't worry about it. I've got it covered. I'm not planning on taking the both of them to the end. Like, it's not going to happen. Don't worry about it. And JC's like, yeah, but you know that how like Haley and Sam, they hate each other and they're like targeting each other. And you know, like, Casey and Angela, they're like not targeting each other and they love each other and they have a final two. I feel like maybe one is better than the other for us. So maybe we should take a shot at Angela and Casey with the double eviction.
Mm-hmm. And Tyler obviously is like, oh, love that. No, Tyler shuts this down immediately. Like the way that JC broaches this is like, I mean, if it comes down to it, like maybe we'll have to get rid of Casey and Angela. And Tyler is like, well, I know which one of them I would protect. I'm not going to tell you for reasons. But and then JC is like, OK, but what if we actually did that and took that shot? And Tyler is like, JC, you are not at the bottom. Like, we don't need to do this early. Haley is actively working against us. We have Casey and Angela, like, just bullet, 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 why we are absolutely not doing this.
Yes. Tyler's like, no, absolutely not. You are not taking a shot at them at the double. It is too early. We need Haley out. You are not going to convince me to not target Haley first. That is just not a good idea. And JC is like, yeah, but they're so close. And Tyler's look, it's just, it's too early. There is a plan in the works. Don't worry about it. But JC's like, yes, but we can't take Brett to the end. He's too good at competitions. If we can't take Brett to the end and we can't take both Haley and Angela, Casey and Angela to the end, then like, what are we doing? We got to take a shot at them. Like, we need JC wants to be able to take Haley and Sam down to, I think, like at least Final Five, which is absolutely not even close to what Tyler wants. And really what Tyler should be saying is like, you idiot, we can't let Haley anywhere near the finals. She'll get every single jury vote. Yeah. But instead, like, he's just saying, no, this is not, it's just a bad move. People would be mad at us. We'd never get there. You're not at the bottom. They want you there. And JC's like, yes, I know they want me there. They want me at Final Four, but I don't want to go at Final Four. I don't want that to happen. Which, that's where he'd probably go. So, you know, it's not that far off.
Yeah. And this is kind of coming on the heels of him talking to a couple of people all day about like, man, I can't get Tyler alone. Like, it's so hard to talk to him, and people being like, yeah, maybe that's not a coincidence. Like, so I think in JC's mind, Tyler already is like, maybe not as in with him as he thinks he is. And then the way that Tyler plays this is just like, completely non-receptive, just shutting it down. And I don't know how that's going to affect their relationship moving forward if JC doesn't feel heard.
Remember the one time in this game that Tyler and JC had differing opinions was the Caitlin week, where Caitlin was on the block and JC wanted Caitlin gone because he felt like Caitlin was playing Tyler. He felt like that Tyler, he had love goggles on and he wanted Tyler all to himself. And so he was saying we have to get rid of Caitlin. And Tyler was saying, dude, you stop being an idiot. I've got complete control over her. Everything is under control. Don't worry. And JC did not believe it for a second. JC thought that Tyler was under her spell. I think that there is a very similar situation happening here, where JC feels like Tyler, it has the love goggles on for Angela, and that when Tyler says, don't worry, it's under control, I'm going to take care of this, JC is like, oh, you sweet, poor thing that I'm super annoyed with for doing this to me again. But you're just under the spell of Angela. Angela is going to control you and end up winning this game. And so he feels like he needs to, even though Tyler is telling him no, he needs to do this for Tyler's own good, and for his own good, of course, and remove the, when he says Casey or Angela, he 100% means Angela, and he needs to take Angela out ASAP. And so this is going to be a thing. Tyler says, absolutely not. Do not even come close to, there's no way you're convincing me of this. So JC says, okay, we won't do it. But that's not going to be the end of it for JC quite yet.
Yeah, his fingers were crossed.
Yes. But in the meantime, Tyler's going to get his hair straightened by Sam. This is what we were alluding to at the top of the show. He's got the very long curly hair, and Sam decided she wanted to straighten it out. So she goes into the bathroom. They sit there. Tyler has his face covered the whole time. He doesn't want to see. Sam is going to say to Haley and Angela, they're not allowed in the bathroom while she does this.
Yeah, it's originally no girls allowed, but then Casey comes in and it becomes a very like no Haley and Angela allowed, which if Sam could have that policy always, I'm sure she would.
Yes. Which is, again, just going to give Haley and Angela more time to bond as they vent to each other about Sam and how she doesn't like women and how annoying that is. They talk about how they don't want to take shots at each other anymore. They don't want to just keep trading shots. They wish that things had been different earlier on. Angela's like, I wish you had put Sam up when you were HOH. That's what we wanted to do. Haley was like, yeah, she made like a deal with Rockstar, and Rockstar convinced me not to. I wish I hadn't done that. I have so many regrets in this game. But they have a pretty good conversation.
Yeah. All facilitated by Tyler's very silly hair.
Yes. So Tyler, Sam finishes Tyler's hair. It's fully straight. He looks like Tarzan or, many other different. He looks like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast a little bit.
Oh, when he's like a human?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very like 90s boy band.
Yes, or like 90s like hair rock kind of thing.
Yeah.
So if people say he looks like Will Hauser. I don't think so. Like, the hair is obviously the same, but his face is just way too different.
And JC is going to say that he looks like other things, specifically a woman. And this really upsets him for some reason. He seems very angry about it. And production even like is kind of like, JC, stop.
Yes. Well, it's so when he takes his hands away and he sees his hair, he freaks out. He like you have to watch the video of it. He's just loses his mind because it's very shocking to see yourself looking incredibly different. It's a very funny moment. He can't handle it. He can't even look at himself. And everyone's screaming like, you look good. You look so good. You look so effing good. And he's like, but meanwhile, JC is like, nah, it looks terrible. You look like a woman.
Yeah, it's all very like, it doesn't come across as like, we're buddies and I'm teasing you. It comes across as just mean.
He's legitimately like, Tyler, you're my guy. I'm in love with you. But if you keep your hair like this, I'm going to go trade you for Brett because I just can't deal with it. Go take a shower right now.
Yeah, it's all kind of gross and comes off as JC being like, ew, you look like a woman and women are gross. And it's not great. All of it.
Yeah. At one point, somebody was like, oh, no, he looks like Thor. And JC's like, yeah, maybe Thor's wife. He's not a real character. Then he's like, maybe Natalie Portman. JC's complaint, like, oh, I guess Angela likes girly men because she likes it. JC's very, very against the straight hair.
Yeah, his jealousy is a really great look on him every time it comes out.
So that's happening. I think part of this too was that JC was annoyed about the conversation with Tyler strategically.
Oh, for sure.
And he's taking it out on his hair. But this is also like par for the course for JC in terms of like like when Fessy is saying that he thinks he's very masculine and JC's like, Fessy, masculine? He's not
the gender police.
Yes, he's yes. JC is going to go talk to Brett and he's basically going to give Brett the exact same pitch that that he gave Tyler. He's, you know, they're talking about Haley and you can't tell Haley anything. She'll tell everyone else. She's got such a weak game. She aligned with so many weak people. You know, the people that we should target next, you know, the most dangerous people in this house are the ones that have each other's back 100%. And, you know, there's only two people in this house left who have each other's back 100%. Who are them? You know, I've been thinking about, should we tell Tyler about how Angela and Casey have a final two? Just on a separate, completely unrelated note. And Brett's like, oh, I think he probably knows, you know, Tyler probably understands. He's like, yeah, they're so loyal to each other. And, you know, Haley and Sam hate each other. Just thinking out loud here. And Brett is like, have you talked to Tyler about this? And JC's like, no, I couldn't tell Tyler about this. I'd be too afraid he'd go run and tell Angela and Casey.
When you're a kid and you're like asking your parents for something and your dad is like, did you ask mom? And you're like, but mom already said no, but you're like, no, I haven't asked her. Cause you're like, maybe if dad says yes, then he'll be fine. So he's like, no, I haven't talked to Tyler. And he's also pitching like, if Haley and Sam leave, then we are the next targets. So that's like also incorporated into his pitch, which he couldn't really say to Tyler, but he can say to Brett. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it, and like maybe why Brett is at least not shutting this down as quickly as Tyler.
Yes. He's really pitching this like, maybe, you know, we should think about, you know, Angela and Casey. Brett's like, okay, but what would we do if it was Haley versus Sam on the block? And JC says, we probably evict Haley because Sam is at least loyal to us, even though she's crazy. Brett's like, yeah, but Haley is coming after Angela and Casey. Like, that's it's not a bad thing for us. And so JC's like, oh, okay, okay. Haley's not coming after Casey, just so you know, Brett. JC also, he's like, okay, so maybe we'd put like Angela up next to Haley. And Brett says, no. We'd have to put Haley, or we'd have to put Angela up on the block next to Casey. We'd have to put them both up. Because you don't want one of them winning the veto, taking the other person off. And also they'd have the other person's vote, plus probably Tyler's vote. So we'd have to just put them straight up. And this is why we need to win HOH. Brett appears to be on board here. And you know, one of the reasons why it seems like he's on board, first of all, he does not tell anybody about this conversation afterward, even though he does have the opportunity to. And then also, and this is a good kind of rule of thumb a little bit. If you're in the house, if you're talking to somebody about a plan and you just like propose something that's strategically incorrect, because if they don't care about the plan and they're just going along with what you're saying, then they'd usually just be like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what we'd do. Mm-hmm. We'd put Angela up next to Haley. Sure. Great. Sounds great. But Brett did not do that. Brett was like, oh, no. What makes sense is that we should do this. We should put Angela up right next to Casey, like correcting the plan and making it much worse if he doesn't want it to happen. So it does feel like Brett is kind of buying into this. And like I said, this is this has been JC's lifeline in this game, his relationship with Brett, his ability to keep Brett on board with him. And it seems like it's starting to work again, even though Tyler had Brett. It is going to be this interesting fight between Brett, between Tyler and JC for Brett's loyalty and for, you know, who's going to be targeted and all of this stuff, which is very interesting because I think Brett is very likely to win a few of these HOHs down the stretch here. So very interesting stuff, of course, going to be annoyingly interrupted by the dumb battle back.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, Brett is definitely engaged with and at least listening to this plan.
Yes. This war is brewing. But the second, you know, Scotty or Fessy come back in, it's just going to be like, all right, another week of getting them out again.
Hey, you don't know they're going to win.
No matter who comes back, it's going to be like, all right, well, now it's Haley and that person up on the block. So we'll have to wait a bit. I'm just very, very annoyed about this battle back thing. It's really gonna make this next week probably very uninteresting. And you know, you think like the person that comes back in the battle back, maybe they win HOH, then it's not just a foregone conclusion that they go right back out the door. But then it's like, okay, now we're just going to, you know, behind the scenes, take out one of the people in the war, and which will make the war a lot easier once we eventually do take out the person who won the battle back. It's like, Scotty came back, he won the HOH, now he's targeting one of the people from level 6. Okay, well, let's just make sure that Brett is the one that takes the fall. Now Brett's gone, now we're going to target Scotty now that he can't win HOH. Now it's just a stomp down to the end. Like, so annoying. I'm so annoyed at the battle back. There's still some rare, I think, outcomes that could be exciting, but in general, I feel like it's really interrupting the flow of gameplay, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, I can't believe you're annoyed by this twist.
Yeah,
this is so out of character for you.
JC tells Brett, all right, well, let's just continue to pretend to be on board with the Haley and Sam plan, but really, we've got our own plan. Casey and Angela. And Brett's like, all right, let's do it. So there you go.
Yeah, bros.
Yes. Tyler and Angela have some time together alone. She really likes the hair.
Yeah, JC's suspicions confirmed.
She likes the girly men, just like he likes the baby women.
God. Never use the phrase girly men again.
So they're cuddling, they're holding hands, they're flirting, all that stuff. Brett ends up coming up to the HOH room, and he's got some more things to say about Sam. They just had an argument about the laundry. They, you know, she was mad at him because of some laundry stuff. And so he goes up there and he's venting about it. And they're like, yeah, yeah. They'd been talking about Sam before as well. Like, it's, she's just very annoying. And then later, Casey is going to inform them, hey guys, you know that intercom thing? They haven't really shown it on the show, but the intercom in the HOH room allows you to communicate with people in the rest of the house. The screen will turn on in the living room and you can talk to somebody. You can talk to them through the intercom. Apparently, there was a technical error and the intercom was on for the entire time that Brett came into the HOH room and was talking about Sam. And as Nikki points out, yes, usually you have to be pressing the button in order for the intercom to transmit, sound and video. But again, there was some sort of production error and they ended up getting to see and hear everything that was going on in the HOH room. And this is, of course, not great for the people in the HOH room. Brett, in particular, seems to be the one most affected. He was talking about Sam. And we did get confirmation from Vegas on Twitter, who said Sam did hear what they were saying in the HOH room. And she's not happy, probably.
Yeah. And also, like, I mean, this happens to be something that doesn't too much affect gameplay because it's Sam. But if this had been like a really important strategic conversation and it got outed because of a technical malfunction, like, this just kind of bums me out on like a broader level of Big Brother, where like this kind of stuff can just happen. Fortunately, this was just kind of petty gossip, but it is gonna, I'm sure, upset Sam. And it's all these people that, well, with the exception of Angela, it's people that Sam isn't particularly mad at right now. It's not like this was Angela and Haley gossiping about her, which would just make her feel validated in her hatred. Now, like, who's she going to go talk to about this? Haley and Fessy? Like, these are allegedly her friends and they're all, you know, crap talking her.
Yeah, this could have major implications on the game, depending on how much Sam heard and, what she gets out of it. Obviously, you know, like, Tyler was in that conversation. I it's hard to know exactly what she heard. So I don't know. Tyler was certainly complaining about her at one point. So was Angela. Brett was the person who's doing the most talking. But even if she only heard Brett talking, she certainly likely knew that he was talking to Angela and Tyler and probably didn't hear them stick up for her or anything. So this could have major implications on her relationship with them. Just total speculation here, just going wild theory time. Like, if she is now mad at them and then does go to Haley and she's like, they were complaining about me, they were talking about you, like, this all sucks. And then they find out that Sam is now bonded back with Haley. They could be like, you know what? All right, let's send Haley home if she's not going to be targeted by Sam anymore. This could have major, major impacts on the game, not only with level 6 and with Sam, but also with what happens this week, what happens in future weeks. It's not good. Production has really been screwing up a lot lately, between the endurance competitions that aren't endurance competitions, the veto competitions that last longer than endurance competitions, the cloud power getting leaked on the screen. Now this intercom thing, it's very bad.
Yeah. Fortunately, I don't think it's likely that Sam finds solace in Haley.
No, but I mean, at the very least, she could be completely, she could be like, now Brett is my target. Now I'm going right after Brett, or something along those lines. So it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they were caught talking about the most emotional player who is going to base her targets based on who she likes. Mm-hmm. So that is, it's not good, but it certainly is going to be another element going forward. I imagine this will, if it comes down on anybody, it's only going to be Brett, because I think that Sam has too much faith in Tyler that she'll go talk to him and he'll be like, oh, I couldn't stick up for you because like I didn't want to like out how close we are or whatever. Like he'll come up with some excuse and I think that she'll be ready to believe it.
Yeah, I feel like this is likely a scenario where the damage is probably not that great. I think that it's probably repairable, and I don't expect it to have major implications, even though it could. I think the main issue here is like this really still could, but also theoretically could have, like, if say they had been talking about, hey, level six guys, like, yeah. This is one of the worst, you know, leaks in terms of production stuff that I think we've seen in a very long time. So very, very unfortunate situation. They should the intercom should be taken out. I think there's not much purpose for it. It doesn't really give that much. It's never even been on the show, I don't think. So just remove that immediately so that there's no chance of it malfunctioning again. And hopefully people are not going to be paranoid anytime they're talking in the HOH room from now on, because that's like the one room where people will talk out loud without whispering. And it's very annoying if they're going to start like not doing that.
Right. Yeah. That's the other thing. It's just like the implications for entertaining feeds.
Yes.
If people are nervous.
So very, very bad. Don't mess up. It's, you got one job, production. Come on. But we'll have to wait and see what the ramifications are here. You know, maybe Sam never even says anything at all. You know, and she just, maybe this is just confirming to Sam that people are making fun of her behind her back. And so she was like, I already knew that. And she just continues on with her life. Who knows? But, we'll just have to wait and see.
Yep. It's, not something that I would count on Sam to just brush off, but hopefully, because like the best possible scenario for this is just that like it doesn't have implications so that we don't have to spend the rest of the season being like, oh, if that leak hadn't happened, the season would have turned out differently. So hopefully we're not going to have to do that.
Yes. But it also reminds me of like, you know, Brent the other day was saying like, oh, Tyler is so lucky. And it's just like, wait, why? This is one of many production errors that has been terrible for Tyler. Not to mention the fact that the competition outcomes, the HOHs have largely gone to Faute members. Like, this is not a lucky game for Tyler. I don't know why that narrative exists.
I guess just because he is the leader of the so far superior alliance that he's never actually had a real challenge from Faute. Luck comes in the casting and the organization of the alliances, but in that case, everybody in level six got lucky.
Yeah. This is, of course, as Melody points out, how are Tyler Hayter's going to spin this as production helping him? That's generally how it goes. There you go. Very, very unfortunate leak situation here. What are you gonna? It really does feel like production is trying to like ruin this great season with the battle back and the dumb hacker twist and the leaks. Come on, just let it play out. It's great.
Yeah, I'm not willing to call this an intentional leak.
No.
But.
Just through their incompetence, I'm saying. I don't. Right. I think like the twists are incompetence as well. Mm-hmm. They think that it's good, but it's always almost always bad. So what are you gonna do? Yeah. All right. Anything else that we should talk about, Lita?
No, I think we covered it. Hair drama, et cetera. Yes.
Well, I will of course be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the feeds today. We'll maybe know a little more about how mad Sam might be and all of that. And then tonight, of course, we've got the LFC Roundtable podcast. We'll update the stock watch and discuss everything going on in the house this week. And then tomorrow night, we've got the veto episode of Big Brother 20. We'll be recapping that. And then, of course, Thursday night, we'll recap the live eviction, where we will almost definitely, but not completely definitely, see Fessy walk out the door and then compete to potentially come back in to the house.
Indeed. Hopefully it's a 5-piece puzzle.
Yes. So make sure you check me out on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I will be tweeting out the form for the roundtable tonight, where you can rate the players based on their gameplay. That will inform their prices in the Stockwatch. It's very fun. I highly recommend it. There's also a lot of other bonus questions that are optional, like predicting the evicted jury members' votes and other such fun stuff that we talk about on the podcast. So I recommend you go do that. I will, of course, be tweeting that out in the next hour or so on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can also follow Lita at Lita Tweeted.
Yeah, I won't be tweeting out any forms to my knowledge, but if I do, you can fill those out too.
Yes. Forms about Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, we have that. Yeah. I was going to say like facial hair preferences, things like that, things that I care about. Yeah, Ninja Warrior also exists. Hell of an episode last night. I won't spoil it if you haven't seen it yet. But yeah, we'll be talking about that.
Yes, the Vegas National Finals have started. This is the time. There's only 3 episodes, and it's all fresh slate. It's one course that they're taking on, so I highly recommend you check that out. We will be talking about it today and releasing that podcast as soon as we can. So check out the American Ninja Warrior Rehap Up. Very fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And you can, of course, find me on Twitch as well. I have it linked to my Twitter. So you can find the link for it there, or you can look at you can find it on Twitch, Taren Armstrong. There you go. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.